We're, of course, watching events unfold in Egypt today, where President Hosni Mubarak has stepped down. The vice president, Omar Suleiman, saying that power would be handed over to the military. Right after the announcement, we reached Mahmoud Salem, the blogger known as Sand Monkey, in the streets of Cairo. What are you feeling right now? You've been blogging. You say you're not a leader of this, but people...
I'm so happy right now. I'm just happy and honored up and down in the street.
Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed El-Baradei, an opposition figure, said this is the greatest day of my life. Let's turn to Dr. Farouk El-Baz of Boston University, a former advisor to Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and now a professor at BU. And Farouk, you actually heard the news. This was a surprise today, and you heard it when we called you, and you hung up on us. What was your feeling?
I was just elated and delighted because I thought that he will be on many more days, and that would be a disaster for Egypt. So I was just elated by the news.
Well, yes, but and so are the people in the street. But are you also worried? Now, the BBC is reporting that the military has suspended parliament. I know this is probably new to you. And the Associated Press is reporting that Vice President Omar Suleiman is maybe the next to go. This would be a country run by the military. Are you worried about that?
Not at all. Actually, the military has been siding with the people for a very long time. And the fact that the parliament is dissolved is one of the requirements of the people themselves, because the people had been asking for Mubarak to leave the parliament to declare, because the parliament was just a ploy of Mubarak. Mm.
Well, we should say that your brothers are generals in the army.
Yeah.
One was an advisor to Hosni Mubarak as well. So is there a class? We know that it's a conscription army. It's a draft, but
yeah.
Is there a class in Egypt that benefits more because the army's in charge? Because we know they're not just a military. You and I have talked about this. They're also a corporation. They build things and make things and sell things.
That's correct. And it is very much part of the Egyptian people. It is not set apart. And therefore, no one should worry about it now, because as soon as the time comes for next September, the military will have absolutely no role to play. The military has learned that they can leave the reins to the civilians, and they will still save their position.
Well, this morning the military conditionally lifted the much hated emergency law that's been in effect for 29 years.
Yes.
What does that mean, by the way?
Oh, this the emergency law since Sadat was assassinated, that actually tells the police forces that they can arrest anyone without a judge. An order from a court. They can keep anyone imprisoned for as long as they wish, without any legal recourse. They can demolish any party. So they gave the police state the potential to do anything it wishes without recourse.
Yeah. Well, there's that. That's now been lifted. I'm presuming you've spoken to people at home.
Very much so.
So what is everyone saying?
Everyone is elated. Everyone is delighted. My family and my friends and my students there, that they're all, everybody is elated totally. And actually, they don't want to leave the revolt. They want to stay in Tahrir Square and shout and kiss each other and just hug their neighbors.
But at a certain point, the hard work of the transition, and I'm wondering, for the people who are not elated, we've heard from some people living here who worried about Coptic Christians, who worried about women's rights. But I'm wondering if you would say, and we have about a minute here, that the way this happened was truly a people and a peaceful movement.
People movement and a peaceful movement and a thoughtful movement. The Egyptians have been Christians and Copts from time immemorial with absolutely no problem with it. Anyone that talks about the Copts have, what would they do now? There are many Copts are in these demonstrations. Many of my students there are Copts. Many of my friends that I talk to are Copts.
And so
I have no fear about this at all.
And that idea, again, just a couple seconds here, Dr. El-Baz, but the people did this.
Yes, the people did this, and they will preserve it.
Dr. Farouk El-Baz at Boston University, but an Egyptian who also served with the late Anwar Sadat, observing what's going on in Egypt from here. Dr. El-Baz, thanks as always.
Thank you.